نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are here in the Ispingo Hills Masjid. And tonight here in South Africa is the night of the 9th of Muharram. So inshallah, tomorrow is a significant day. And then the 10th of Muharram is on Sunday. When we study the Ahadith Mubarakah, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sumu at-tasi'a wal-ashir. Fast on the 9th and on the 10th. So that tomorrow is the tasi, is the 9th. And Ashir is on Sunday. So Allah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. So each one of us should make intention, inshaAllah, that we will try and keep this fast, inshaAllahul Aziz. The great, great reward for it is Sahih, authentic hadith. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu states, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Inni ahtasibu ala Allah ayyukaffira sanata allati qablaha, that I expect Almighty Allah Jalla wala to erase the sins of the previous year. From last year 10th Muharram till this year, all our minor sins will be forgiven if we keep this fast, inshaAllah. It's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So each one of us should try and make a concerted effort. It's holiday time now, so our children, we ourselves, and we use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And we make our holidays into holy days, inshaAllah. We'll do that, inshaAllah. Our topic for tonight is something unique, which normally is not discussed from our members and so forth. But Islam, my brothers, is a unique system. And a complete is a deen and nizamu hayat. You must remember, it's a religion and every aspect of our life is governed by the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and taught to us practically by the Master alayhi salatu salam and the beloved Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. So today we will discuss Nizamu Siyasa fil Islam. What are the political systems that you have in Islam? And then tomorrow night, inshaAllah, what led to the shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda? It was this very system. And he said, I am prepared to give my life. I don't want no changes in the system. So we need to understand this. So it's a very, very significant topic, but many a time we don't discuss it. Start from Hajjatul Wida. It was a Saturday. It was the 25th of Zulqa'dah. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announced that now we're going to leave for Hajj from Madinah Munawwara. And the news spread like wildfire. So people of Madinah were elated, delighted, now we're going for Hajj. People got ready. So after Zuhur Salat, they left in normal clothes. And then they came to the Miqat, they came there to the boundary, and that was Saturday night they spent there. The boundary's name is Zul Hulaifa. 107, 108 years ago, a person by the name of Muhammad Ali Darfuri made dua for Darfur in Sudan. Sudan, 4 million people are displaced. Do we even know what is happening in Sudan, brothers? Sometimes we so simple, you know, we don't even understand that it's part of Africa and the Muslims and so forth. Russia and the Sudanese government, they agreed that they will give Russia a base there in Sudan, in Khartoum and these places there. But America has a very big nose, you know. So today, the 4th of July, America is 250 years old. If you know the history and politics and so forth. So the holiday today there. So in that 250 years, they damaged 250 countries and regions and so forth and so on. The only country in the world to drop the atomic bomb there in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, in Japan. I went to Japan also with Allah's help. And you go see, till today the aftermath is there. Go to Iraq and see that Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Harami, I call her. The word Harami is used in the Quran. Harami means illegitimate child. And to use words like illegitimate is too kind and too polite for them. The right word is Harami. So the big B, you must remember that when the Iraq war was on, we've been to Iraq in Saddam's time. So remember that. She said, it is worth it to kill 500,000 children in Iraq. Masoom children they killed, 500,000 in Iraq. That beside the million they killed innocent people based on lies, weapons of mass destruction. And hear what they're doing. Same thing in Gaza. Everybody is a legitimate target. Male, female, adult, babies, children. Children are dying today and passing away shaheed. Because there's no milk formula, there's nothing coming in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So that, and your Saudi regime, the Wahhabi regime, the Najdi regime, that I sent it out, those of you who follow me on my groups and on X, on Twitter, and on Telegram, Saudi regime is financing Israel and saying, finish up Hamas. You finish up Hamas and then me and you will start normalizing ties. So who needs enemies when we have such people? Allahumma ahlik ahle Saud, kama ahlakta aada wa Saud. Ya Allah, decimate the Saudi regime. Haramain Sharifain, we make dua every day. We must draw a distinction. But the ahle Saud that came into power 1932 September, we must remember they are the ones causing all this mayhem and havoc. Today delivered the... I was there by Maulana and them in the Mirbank, and Maulana Patel was there in his car, was translating. So you must remember that Sudais takes the name of the king. He takes the name of MBS right on the mimbar by the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah. Sudais, ittaqillah Sudais. Don't verse of the Quran, chapter 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. The Haram Sharif is Makkah, Mina, Arafat is out of the Haram. M3, 3M, you youngsters, you like M3. Abu Raira, which car you like? You like BMW? No. When you get big, you must go with the BMW. And you tell the woman, be my wife. What you say, Abu Raira? I like Abu Raira. He came to me Jumma time. I say, Abu Huraira, you must come here. You're going to read Qiraat. I asked him then already, what are you going to read? He said, read one duha. You see, like a Piqari sahab, his toes couldn't touch the ground. And he sat in the Qari Abdul Basit and reading, you see. So this type of thing there. So I called him there again in Istizen. I asked him, what's your age, Abu Huraira? So he said, that yes, I'm 11 years old. So I'll come back to the Saudis. Saudis, you speak of them, look at him, Sawab also. Let's speak of Abu Huraira, I'll come back to the Saudis. One day, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Hadith Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, comes to Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's crying and weeping. Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira? Why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother, she used such words, vulgarities, obscenities against you, Ya Rasulullah. My heart is torn to pieces, is shattered. Make dua for Umma Abi Huraira, Ya Rasulullah. Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raises yadayhi a sharifa, sharifatayn, and his beautiful Mubarak hands, and he make dua for the mother of Huraira. Sayyidina Abu Huraira went home. He's about to open the door. The mother shouts, "Ala rislika Abu Huraira, wait outside." And she came out. "Oh, you my mothers and sisters, go open Muslim Sharif." In that excitement, when Sayyidina Abu Huraira then entered after she dressed, she forgot to put on her khimar, her dopatta, her scarf, in that excitement. And she read, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasulu." Today people say when they go outside, must they wear the scarf or not? Yeah, the sahabiyat are saying inside the house we should wear. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira ran back to the Master alayhi salam, crying again. "Why you keep crying, Abu Huraira? Now why you cry?" "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first time I came, it was out of sadness. Now I cry out of happiness, Ya Rasulullah." The Master alayhi salam, the Master alayhi salatu salam, elated and delighted, you must remember that, see moqa e shanasi, mardam shanasi. You must know on which occasion what to say and how to say. He knew the Master alayhi salatu salam is happy. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, make dua. When the name of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is taken, then the true Muslim must have special affinity with me and he must love me." So when we teach Hadith Sharif, when we study and by heart Hadith Sharif, "An Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 5,374 times. All the judgment chains of narration, that is Abu Huraira. Then you feel in your heart that special affinity. The Master alayhi salam said, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, "Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluh." See, he waited for the opportune moment and the Master alayhi salam made dua for him. So that is Qissa to Abu Huraira. So our Abu Huraira will become big Shaykhul Hadith and Shaykhul Islam inshallah. What do you say, Abu Huraira? And what car are you going to drive? Just now you told me. PM, that's what is life, you see. Where's the father? Ah, there's it there. Better see your light, he drives smart PM, you understand? So come back there to the Najdis and Wahhabis, you must remember that. So, Sudan, 4 million people, you must remember, displaced. So what had happened? The Russian government and the Sudanese government reached a mutual agreement, we give you permission. America got a big nose, so they poked their finger again. And who is financing this war against the Sudanese government? The UAE. Your government in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and all that Emirates which you really love. Me, I should travel every 3 months, 4 months overseas on Emirates. I said it on radio the other time. I said, today, I'm not passing a fatwa. I'm telling you, dil ki baat. My heart now will not accept to travel on Emirates. They make peace with Israel. They give multiple assistance to Israel. They give medicine to the Israeli soldiers and nothing for Hamas. Saudis and Emiratis say, the government and MBZ, Murtad bin Shaitan and Murtad bin Zindiq, finish them up and we will finance it. You must think what's happening. So yeah, they financing this. That side is Russia, this side is Sudan, and so forth. So Mawad Ali Darfur, he came, Darfur is a place name in Sudan, 108 years ago, and he saw this great paucity and scarcity of water. So then he took his team, they dug up the boreholes everywhere, borehole here, borehole here. It's Madina to Rasul, the du'as of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. And the people forgot the original name and they changed the name. Bir Ali, Abar Ali, Bir Ali, Abar Ali. Today you tell the taxi driver, take me to Zul Khalifa, the youngsters, half of them don't even know that. Bir Ali, Abar Ali, everybody know. Bir is one and Abar is a plural. Bir is Zamzam, like that. So that's the Miqat. So that 21st of Zulqada, the night 26th, they spend there. Thousands of Sahaba. Next day, the Master Sunday announced, whichever ihram you want to make, you must make. You want to go mutamatti, tamattu, then make intention for umrah only. You want to make intention for ifrad hajj, so make intention of ifrad hajj, no umrah. You want to make intention of umrah and hajj, qiran, you make it. So Sahaba, whatever they decided, lo and behold, on the 26th, they left there in the state of Ihram. How were they going? Ayyul hajji afdal ya Rasulullah, hadith in Tirmidhi. Which hajj is the best of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Master alayhi salam said, al hajju wa sajju. Al hajju wa sajju. Al hajju rafu sawt. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. وَالسَّجُّ إِرَاقَةُ الدَّمِ. You're performing tamattu hajj, you're performing qiran hajj, you have to slaughter the hadi. Quran terminology, hadi. We say dam-e shukr. Our people say dam-e shukr. So that's how they left. On the 4th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, they entered Makkah Mukarramah. It's a Sunday. And lo and behold, on that day, just outside Makkah, in a place called Sarif, Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, her haiz, her menses are now paki started. Everything is documented in Islam, but we don't study. Allah let it happen so that it will be a lesson for humanity and posterity. You go with your wife, your mother, sister, daughter, this type of things happen. Now they're going to go to Mina the Thursday, and then Friday is Arafat, the 10th of the Hijrah. What must I do, O Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Master alayhi salatu salam told her, make first full umrah ila al-hajj. Cancel your umrah and make intention of hajj only. Make ifrad hajj. And that's what she did. So the hajj was performed, everything was done. Alhamdulillah, now is the night of departure. They entered on the 4th, the night of the 14th, they're going to depart. From where they're going to depart, brothers? Fatha, Abtah. Those of you who went for Hajj this year, you were staying in that area. That's a different thing that we don't study. When you stay in Aziziya, then they eat Dawood Mota. You know Dawood Mota? Dawood Mota is bin Dawood. So we changed it a bit. You see, bin Dawood is Dawood Mota. So bin Dawood, Dawood Mota, the branch is there in Shisha. So that Shisha area, I'm not saying where bin Dawood is, that area, that location, that is Batha Abtah. There the Master alayhi salatu salam was. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha came radiallahu anhu crying. Why you kiki Aisha, why you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the honorable wives perform umrah and hajj. I only perform hajj. So therefore my heart is feeling but sad. Okay, you go with your brother, go to Tan'im. Therefore that masjid is called Masjid Aisha. And thereafter, remember, you perform the umrah. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, from that incident, took out the masla. After Hajj, O Ummah, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, if you perform a umrah, then there's no need to perform Tawaful Wida. The Tawaful Wida will be incorporated in the umrah. See. Mother Aisha didn't perform Tawaful Wida independently. It was incorporated already in the umrah. Then they came and they departed. So before I come to the next incident, because it's very important for you. Many years ago we were in Hajj. You know, different times, with Allah's help. Africans, but they don't listen, you know. Curiosity kills the cat. We're all in Mina the first day. You know, people are hyped up, you know. We're starting Hajj and everybody's ihram is tip-top, you know, shining, glittering. I said, don't go outside, you'll get lost first timers. But this Mota, he said, let me go check. Check, he got lost. Now his wife comes. She's crying, my husband is gone. I said, don't worry. Everybody must come here to the shaitan, back to Mina. You understood? He'll come back, you know. But you know, woman, you can't control them sometimes. So I said, don't worry, we'll announce, we'll find him somewhere. After 3-4 hours, Mota came back. You see. So I said, you better go with your wife, she's crying all the time. Not making Toba, crying for you. But before, tell me where you went. He said, no, you will shout me. I said, no, I won't shout you, tell me what happened. He said, no, I know you told us you mustn't go outside, but I just wanted to check, and I got lost. So when I went this way, that way, then I asked him, what you did? He said, I went to the Saudi police. I said, what you told the police? I told the police, al-bayk, al-bayk. In those days, we our camp, our tent was next to it. There was Al-Bayk, the restaurant. You know, they sell all this. So I said, when you told him Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk, what the police said? So he said, I told the police, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. The police said, Al-Bayk, Allahumma Al-Bayk. I'm saying, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. And the police said, Al-Bayk, Allahumma. So because he doesn't know any Arabic, he doesn't know Ashadu Allah, Ila Allah, Ashadu Allah, no azan and all that. And police, what he knows, he doesn't know left and right also. He just make Guddam, Guddam, let's go from here. Haji, Harrik, what else he knows, you understand? So that is halat, you see. So now Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hajj made dua. Dua, brothers. Hadith in Ibn Majah. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjatan la riya'a fiha wala sum'a. A lesson for all of us. Oh Allah jalla wala, make this hajj of ours such a hajj. La riya'a fiha. It must not be done to impress the eyes of people. It must not be done to impress the ears of people. Me and you, half our actions are like that. Either we want to impress the eyes of people or the ears of people. See, the Master Islam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Now here everything starts, pay attention. The real politics. It's the 18th of Zulhijjah, it's the 10th year after the Hijrah. Sahaba Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at a place called Ghadir-e-Khum. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. What is Ghadir-e-Khum? So there's water there, everything. When you're traveling, you want water, you want to stop, but stop like how we have nowadays. So then the Master alayhi salatu wasalam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and praised Ali radiallahu anhu and said, we believe in it. Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. Whosoever loves Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he loves me. Whosoever is my friend is the friend of Sayyidina Ali. Now why did the Master alayhi salam say this? An incident takes place and Quranic verses get revealed. You call that sababun nuzul. When an incident takes place and the Master alayhi salatu salam utters something, you call it sababul wurud. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah wrote books on this, Azbabun Nuzul and Azbabul Wurud, which I have by me. So my brothers, what happened before and prior to this incident? Some Sahaba came, they had an argument with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and they complained to the Master alayhi salam. Habibuna Rasulullah sallam heard their complaint, but meant that Sayyidina Ali is correct. Hence the Master alayhi salatu salam praised him lavishly. Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. That is the meaning, finish and clear. But the Shias now say, Hajj is finished. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission is coming to the ending. So now Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is appointing a successor. So from this hadith they try and say that he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appointed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu as his khalifa, first khalifa. So we say, let us go forward and see. The 11th year started of Hijrah. Muharram came, Safar came. In the ending of Safar, the Master alayhi salam said, Wa ra'asah, my head Mubarak is paining. Siddiqa said, Aisha also said, my head is paining, and so forth. All that happened, then a Thursday, open Muslim Sharif, the last Thursday. Ali Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, come here, and you must write down what I am going to tell you. But some Sahaba felt that Nabi alayhi salam is not well, so why should we have the Quran Sharif, we have the Sunnah Mubarakah. Anyway, there was some difference of opinion. Nabi alayhi salam said, Kumu andi, go from here. That incident was the last Thursday in the Hayati Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is known as Waqiyatul. Now this is very interesting and very pertinent, you must understand this. That Thursday after Maghrib, Laylatul Jumu'ah now, the last Thursday night, the last Friday, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, call your father and come tell him to bring pen and paper and everything. I want to give him some advices. What happened? Daytime, now the open Muslim Sharif, you will find it. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu comes, and in the interim the Master alayhi salam says, وَيَتَمَنَّا مُتَمَنِّن. It must not happen that somebody just comes and says that he wants to become Khalifa and so forth. You Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, you must be Mur Abaka. Tell your father that he must be the one to perform the Salat. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his last few Mubarak days appointed him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, as the Khalifa to perform the Salat. Not one day did he appoint Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, who were the most senior Sahaba after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Brothers, sisters, children of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, 17 Salat in the Hayati Mubarakah of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq made imamat, and the Master alayhi salam is looking, observing, giving permission. Thursday night Isha, Friday 5, Saturday 5, Sunday 5, the last Fajr Salat, remember Monday, and Monday morning the Master alayhi salam makes parda. So how did it happen? Quran teaches us. Chapter 9, verse number 14. Saniyasnain idhuma fil ghar. The second of the two, whilst they were in Ghar-e-Thawr, Allah Jalla Wala gave Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq the title Saniyasnain. He's the second of the two. And then what happens? He's the second of the two in the cave. He's the second of the two when they travel for Hijrah. He's the second of the two when they put the blocks and the bricks from Masjid Quba. He's the second of the two when they put the block from Masjid Nabawi. Oh, you kuffar, Shia, ayna ta'aqilun? Where's your brains and so forth? Afala ta'aqilun? That the Master alayhi salam made him the second of the two on his Mubarak Musalla. And today he is buried right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Saniyas. Who can take that away from him? Go open Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, Ya'ballah wal mu'minun illa Aba Bakr. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will not allow, the true believers will not allow, but my Khalifa will be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So the Master alayhi salam didn't designate him explicitly, but designated him implicitly. So the Sahaba knew that the Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, we must now select, make the person the Khalifa, it must be none other than him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Monday morning, the Master alayhi salatu salam makes parda, passes away. Mother Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha crying so much. And for the 6 months, after the demise of the Master alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ma tahikat qattu. The Master alayhi salam passes away. 12th Rabiul Awwal, 11th year after the Hijrah, on the 3rd of Ramadan, in the 11th year of the Hijrah, in the 6 months plus minus, she never even smiled. Her heart was broken. Her heart was shattered and so forth. Ya Abati, you are my beloved father. And now you have left this world. That she used to say that if this musibah had fallen on the day, Sirna layaliya, the day should become night and so forth and so forth. What was poetry she used to read and so forth. So anyway, if those of you who are in Medina Munawwara, you must remember this. Abu Hurairah, catch. Don't drop it now. Catch nicely. So those of you who know Medina Munawwara, look at me. So this way is Qibla, the southern direction, right, in Medina. The Qibla, and now you come back, where the Mawalpik Hotel is, the big hotel there. On the right hand side, you're facing Qibla, Mawalpik. And then you will see all hotels. Then you will see in front of Mawalpik there's a park there. There is no building there. So that is called Saqifa Bani Sa'idah. So that was waqf for the people to get in their functions and all that. So Sahaba met there. They're going to have a big meeting now. Who will become the Khalifa to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala an. So you must remember, he said, I will become the Amir. He was the leader of the Ansar. And you know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and them radiallahu anhu were busy. Then they came and they saw all this going on. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Sa'd, did not the Master alayhi salam said, Ala immatu min Quraysh? The Imam, the Khalifa must be from the Quraysh? He said, yes. So everybody then finished. They knew the seniority of him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. One by one they came, they put their hand in the hand of Siddiq Akbar, and that is how he became Khalifa to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and is to address him like that. As-salamu alayka ya Khalifa to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was his title, you must remember that. So this is how he was chosen to become the real leader and ruler of the Ummah. But his rule was very short. From the 11th year to the 13th year, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 13th year, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ He passes away. But what he did, Siddiq Akbar, there was the fitna of Ridda. Some people were becoming mubtad. He took them on. He said, any one of you don't pay zakat, لَقَاتَلْتُ I'll wage war against you. Some people were becoming murtad for other reasons and so forth. So he said that, Ya Umar, that you must not come take excuses. If these people here don't want to pay and they got excuses, then we will make jihad against them. Said Umar said, we should think about it. He said, no. That we cannot be compromising on these issues here. We must show them and teach them a lesson. And then there were other challenges already. Handled everything perfectly. You must remember that. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, in his time already the Khilafat was spreading and so forth and so on. So that is how the golden rule started. The time of Khulafa'i Rashidin. Hadith is sahih. Al-Khilafatu ba'di 30 sanatan. The Khilafat al-Rashida will continue for 30 years. The Sahih Hadith, the Sahih Ibn Hibban and Mustafa Ahmad and various compilations. Even Shaykh Albani said Hadith al-Sahih. You see that? So this is now 2.25 years. Now Siddiq Akbar is falling ill. And now he is Siddiqa Aisha. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha is by her father. At this point, at this juncture, I want to teach you and inform you of something. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself, open Mishkat, open Mustafa Ahmad. Ma nafa'ani ma'lu ahadin, ay kama nafa'ani ma'lu Abi Bakrin. Nobody's wealth and money assisted me so much like the wealth of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Imagine, everything humanly possible he did, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So the Master alayhi salatu salam's rank is already elevated. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ Ya Rasulallah, your name, nami, your ismi grami. We get so much, so much. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي When my name, Allah Jalla Wala's name is taken, then your name follows after that. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. People say kalima, become Muslim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdullah. But Mustafa, akhlaqi kareema, his noble, exalted character. Ya Abu Bakr, you did so much for me. But the command of Allah, Allah Ta'ala showed the Master alayhi salam, you Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marry Aisha Siddiqa. To marry Sayyida Aisha was not something like the Orientalists and non-Muslims say because of lust or something, Allah forbid. Nay, it was to show gratitude one way to Siddiq Akbar. I will marry your daughter, her rank will get elevated, and your rank will also get elevated, because you will become my father-in-law, and the mother of Aisha, Umme Ruman, her rank also will get elevated. You understood the akhlaq? You need to understand these things. Yeah. So that is why the nikah took place with the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In Arabic we got the saying, Al-insanu abdul ihsan. If people every day do you a favor, $1,000, $1,000, you will praise that person every day. This man is giving me $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 every day. Allah gives us millions every day, but we forget. What do you think? Allah is not giving us, not millions, he's giving us billions and zillions every day. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, from head to toe, everything else. وَإِن تَبُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. So understand that lesson as well. But when his sakarat started, Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha was there. 22nd, Jumad al-Akhirah, the 13th year after the Hijrah, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, he used to cry to Allah, Siddiq Akbar. Imam Bukhari brought the Tarjumatul Bab, a heading, Al-Mawtu Yawm al-Ithnain, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, let me pass away on a Monday. Everything he wanted to imitate, emulate the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And lo and behold, when he passed away, Siddiq Akbar was 63 years old also. And he's making dua, I must pass away on a Monday also. So Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha was there and she was singing poetry. Kanat adibatan muhaddisatan mufassiratan faqihatan. She was a linguist par excellence. She was a jurist par excellence. She was a person who knew hadith par excellence. Our mother sisters, our mother Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha is the greatest sheikha al-hadith. Abu Huraira is the greatest Shaykhul Hadith. When we must remember Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha passed away, then Abu Huraira, the Shaykhul Hadith, performed her janazah. So nevertheless, she narrated, reported 2,210 ahadith and Arabic literature all. She was reading, reciting poetry. Siddiqa Akbar then said, don't read this. He read, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. That my sakarat is starting. In the interim, he already appointed his khalifa. Who will be the khalifa after the demise of Siddiq Akbar? Said Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And then he passes away. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu reads and performs the janazah. Where he read the janazah of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah of Siddiq Akbar, where he read? He read there in Riyazul Jannah. The body of Siddiq Akbar is placed there. Umar Farooq is the Imam and Khalifa. And remember, the Ummah is behind Sayyidina Umar. And the first person to be called Amirul Mu'mineen is Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. So that is how he became the Khalifa. And she, Sayyidina Aisha, said, it's my house. So the Master alayhi salatu wasalam is buried here. And this idea, I put my father, so he'll be buried here. You went for Umrah, you went for Hajj, and now you stand there outside the green jali. You know the story, I'll give you quickly. So the green jali, the green fence, that fence was, you must remember, established by Sultan Qatibai in the year 888 Hijrah. And now we're already in 1447, more than 550 years ago. When you stand outside and then you look inside, what you will see? You will see, you must remember, a green color kiswa, a green color cloth. The same place where they manufacture the kiswa of the Kaaba, the black cloth. Now they change it every year, first Muharram. So then that green cloth is manufactured in the same factory there in Makkah. That is Masnau Kiswatil Kaaba. We've been there several times with Allah, the cotton and all, you know, small, small pieces. And all. Anyway, so then they change every 3 years. So I want you to zoom inside. I want you to zoom inside. So now from out. So when you come from Babi Jibrail and you look properly, then you will see the gate is there. The door is there and it's locked. So some prime ministers, presidents, all that. If you know Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi, he's also our Sheikh, you know. So mashallah, he spent more than 40 years there in Medina Munawwara. So I used to speak to him in Arabic, he used to enjoy it. He said, "You're the only one who speaks Arabic." I said, "No, we're just taking chances, Ustaz." He said, "I like it, just speak, you know." So that, he said, "I didn't know the other ulama, they feel frightened, they make mistake and all that." And I said, "We just speak, what they make mistake, no problem, don't make sadaso or anything now, we just carry on now, what is that, you understood?" So anyway, so he went inside twice, in the Hujra Mubarakah. So I asked him, he went with Ziaul Haq, you see, twice. So get back, long story short, so when you go inside there, so you must remember, you will see a mihrab. You see the semicircle? So that's the mihrab. That is where Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, and the children, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, their house, they should play there. And they should read tahajjud salat there and all that. So that mihrab is there. You understood? And then when you go further inside, you will find another mihrab. And that is the house of Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha, right inside. But before that, you must remember, there's a steel wall right round, you must remember that. So this was, you must remember, in those times, when the people wanted to exhume the body of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, you'll know about it. And then you go further inside, you will find Humasi. Humasi is pentagon. So five states. So this was done by Umar bin Abdul Aziz. When he ruled Medina Munawwara and the Ummah and all that in the year 99 to 101, so he built a structure five. He didn't want to imitate the Kaaba Musharrafa. You go further inside, is the house of Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha. You go further inside, there the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is resting, and then Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is resting. So that is what you see inside. But nobody is allowed to go there. We should know that. All the stories is all steady. The king can't go right inside. They can only come to let go that wall there. You understand? With lead and all this thing, the steel and all. So that is what is inside. So let's carry on now. So Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. All these countries, Iraq, Iran, all these things here, who conquered? Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. So much booty used to come and just spoils of war. Sayyidina Umar Farooq used to cry. And he says, "Ya Allah, ujjilat lana al-hasanat. You give me a Jannah in this world. It must not happen that tomorrow on day of justice you say, Azhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum al-dunya. O Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, we rewarded you in the world already." He was guaranteed Jannah, but this was his fear for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. That is justice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. They were conquering and conquering and conquering everything. Awliyat-e Umar. The reforms he brought about, our Islamic calendar became official in the 16th year of the Hijrah. Palestine was conquered in his time. And so many other places were conquered in his time. But Sayyidina Umar Farooq said, on the first year on the land and sand, Allah would send from the arsh. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Wafaqtu Rabbi fi thalath. There are three places I suggested something to the Master alayhi salatu salam. And the ayat was revealed like that, you see. And Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah wrote in initial itqan fi ulum al-Qur'an, more than 20 places Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu suggested. And Allah revealed the verse like that. That is Sayyidina Umar Farooq. When Sayyidina Umar Farooq came with the sword, in those days I went first time 74. My parents, Allah gave them Jannatul Firdaus, came from South Africa. They performed Hajj in 63. Hajj was on a Friday. 74 they came, so we hold Ramadan. So we saw all this. So if you go to Mount Safa, so this side on the right hand side there was a door, Bab-e Arqam. So there was where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching the Sahaba discreetly, privately, and so forth. Umar Farooq came with his sword. Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, Umar is coming." Said, "Leave him." And he entered. He said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasuluh." First time in the history of Islam, Sahaba shouted in chorus, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, aslama Umar." Today, Umar embraced Islam. Jibreel alayhi salam came. Go open Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith. said, Ya Rasulullah, is not only the Sahaba are happy, we the angels in the sky are also celebrating. Umar became Umar radiallahu anhu arda. See, that is rank of Umar radiallahu anhu arda. So he ruled and ruled. Then there was an argument between Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, he's a fire worshipper. His master owner is Mughira bin Shu'bah. So he came to complain to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and said that this person is treating me very badly, he's doing this. Sayyidina Umar is not a person who's just going to fall for their tricks. He called Mughira bin Shu'bah, he investigated, and then he called Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi and said that Mughira radiallahu anhu is right and you wrong. So he took it very badly. So the one morning, Fajr time is very dark. Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came with a dagger. He's down. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is leading the prayer Fajr time. Whilst he's in Salat, he goes and he stabs Sayyidina Umar several times. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapses. Istikhlaf. Istikhlaf is you must put intelligent people behind the Imam. Something happens to the Imam, same time they go in front. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu went, he read the Salat quickly and he completed Salat. They attended Sayyidina Umar. Who stabbed me? He said, Fayruz. He said, Alhamdulillah, he's not a Muslim, he's a non-Muslim. And he knew why. 22nd of Zulhijjah. And remember, the year is 23. He has 3-4 days only left for that year to end. Then the people, go read Bukhari Sharif, you will cry when you read that. The men came to bid farewell to Umar radiallahu anhu. The women came to bid farewell. The children came to bid farewell. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're leaving this world. But what about the politics now? You got Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu implicitly. You got Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq explicitly, he appointed Sayyidina Umar as a Khalifa. Sayyidina Umar said, these are the 6 people, Allah is pleased with them. Nabi alayhi salam is pleased with them. They will be the shura and they will be the consultative committee. From them you must choose your leader within 3 days. See the foresight, the insight of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. So lo and behold, so Sahaba said, they said, who wants to become? Sayyidina Usman said, I will become. Sayyidina Ali said, I will become, and so forth. So anyway, cut long story short, so most of the Sahaba said, Sayyidina Usman is good. So then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, see Isar, you know Isar? Surah 59, verse number 9, Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks of it, the quality of the Sahaba, the Ansar. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They gave preference to others over themselves, although they were in need. While he was Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen, he sent Abdullah ibn Umar, go ask Mother Aisha. The day I pass away, my heart's desire is, I want to be buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Siddiqah Sayyidina Aisha responded to Abdullah ibn Umar, tell your father I wanted it for myself. One is my honorable husband, the master alayhi salam. One is my father. But atharutuka ala nafsi, O Umar, for you I will give it. I will get buried in Baqi and for you I will give it. But look at his foresight, insight. He called his son again. That time I took permission, I was Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. After my demise in martyrdom, again go to Mother Aisha and ask her. My mayit will be there. Ask her permission. If she gives permission, then only you bury me there. She doesn't give permission, you bury me there in Baqi. Go open Bukhari Sharif, the last hadith on the fadail of Medina. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to cry and make dua. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Umar. Farooq, when the shaitan used to come and see Umar take a U-turn and run away. I saw it in our lifetime. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, many times. So when we enter Medina, Masjid Nabawi, this one door there, Bab-e Umar. I saw the Shias, the Iranians, they came and the Ayatollah told them, Bab-e Umar, they took a U-turn and ran away and entered through the other door. You see how the shaitans run away even now. You must remember that. Even the door of Umar make the huzu break. You understood? Even today is like that. So that is it. He made dua for martyrdom, Allah gave him. He made dua for death in Medina, Allah gave him. He didn't ask Allah directly, but he told his son that I want to be buried here. Allah told him, Umar, that you'll be buried there next to Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Siddiq Akbar. See how Allah elevated him. Now I want to teach you a lesson. South Africa, Africa, America, Europe, Middle East, there are many people who are sympathizers of the Shias. Remember, one is theology, our belief structure. Any person who says and sways and curses, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa radiallahu anhu, wallahi, I mean, Masjid is out of the fold of Islam, is a kafir. Whether it's Khomeini, whether it's anybody else. All of you who are sympathizers of the Shias, I ask you one question. The other day, 1 week ago, 10 days ago, sometimes I get hot in the radio, you know. I say, any Shia, I'm prepared to take you on live on the radio, I'll debate with you. So one person sent me a note, AK, I'm prepared to take you on. He put his name also. So I sent the reply. I said, Hamdi, tell me how many verses of the Quran Sharif you know. Second one, tell me how many ahadith you know by heart. And third one, Khomeini wrote La'natullahi alayhi in his book Tawdihul Masail, that which I have by me, which they gave me. So you must remember, you can make mut'ah, prostitution, for 1 hour. So my first challenge to you is, you bring your daughter with, we'll get one customer, she'll get busy with your son, with your daughter for 1 hour. فَقُهِدَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ Debate was finished before it started. You understood? So when we finish them up, we have to circumcise them properly. You understood? No. You must know how to finish them up also properly. So after that he died, he never came back. So you must remember this. So if you say Khomeini is right, Khomeini writes, I don't want to be in that Jannah where Abu Bakr and Umar is. So we say 100% wallahi you in Jahannam. When I landed there in Tehran, 2013, first Rabiul Awwal, so the airport's name is Khomeini Airport. I had no visa, no nothing, I told you before. So I gave my passport, Husseini, Husseini, Abdul Qadir Husseini. Why Fatima? They were 100% sure we Shias. Said, sit down, you see. After 10 minutes, 8 minutes, they called us, they stamped two weeks visa on that. I arrived there first, Rabiul Awwal 2013, and 13th of Rabiul Awwal I came back. So cut long story short, I want to teach you a lesson. It was the 5th of Rabiul Awwal, 2013, a Friday, this driver of mine, Zari. So Zari, you see, he has a list where he must take me, and I have a list. So I told him I want to go there. Zari said, but he's not on the list. I said, oh, the Zari, he wants to play with me. He doesn't know me, I'm a pakka mehman, you understand? I'll make him dance just now. So I don't eat their food, I don't eat their chicken, I don't eat all these things. Because we say they're not Muslim, first of all. So lunchtime come, I just order fruit, vegetable, you know, like that. Just eat like that. So I told Zari, you must order all 5-star chow. And it's Nani's Fatiha. You know Nani's Fatiha? Nani ka intikal ho gaya, and a lot of food came free of charge. So in our Mehman, we call it Nani's Fatiha. You understood? So I told him, it's Nani's Fatiha, you must eat. And you must eat everything, the best, 5-star, and I'll pay for it. Next day I told him, Zari, I want to go away. He said, 100%, we're going wherever you want. You understood? So every day lunch is on me. It's Nani's Fatiha, what he has to worry? You understood? So this. You see, where else you want to go? Now you put the paper away, you understand? Because lunch is coming from Nani's Fatiha, you understood? Like that. So that's what I meant. So then I told him, Zari, I want to go to this place, man. I read something, I don't know exactly. He said, it's just there, man, I take you now. I said, very good. It's Friday, believe you me, and it is 5th Rabiul Awwal, 2013, I can give you the date, the time. The place is called Kashan, K-A-S-H-A-N. You see these carpets? Abu Dhabi, you're sleeping. Huh? Your wife will give you one injection, then everybody will wake up. So you must remember that. So this Persian carpets, the best carpets you get in Kashan. I went to a shop there, like a big shop, and I asked him, how much is this carpet? He said, $5,000. I said, buy, I want to buy the carpet, not the whole shop. You see, this carpet is $5,000. Then I realized, you understand, that I'm just waiting there. I told my wife, bet it's gone for me, you understand. $5,000 for small carpet like that, you understand. We never had $5,000, I think. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. So I went there. The person who martyred Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, this Iranian regime, not Shah, the Iranian regime, they put up a mazar and a mausoleum and a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, their hatred for Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and they called him Fayruz Abu Lublu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, Shuja'ud-Din. You are very brave. You did the best thing. You murdered and martyred Sayyidina Umar. Allah forbid. You want to tell me these people are Muslim? Yes, they hit Israel. I say every day on the air. Anybody who hits Israel, anybody who hits America, we will support them on that issue. But in theology, in our belief structure, we will name you, we will shame you, and we will and we will disgrace you. Remember? Because the Master alayhi salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَلَا شَرِكُمْ. That you must curse them, these people who swear, my companions in Sahaba. Go open Tirmidhi, the hadith is there. So then comes Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, first of Muharram, the year 24, he is the Khalifa. Sayyidina Uthman's rule is golden rule. Afghanistan and all that, that port in Jeddah and everything is done, is functioning. Islam is spreading. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him two daughters. First Sayyidina Ruqayya radiallahu anha, then Sayyidina Umm Kulsum. The only person in the history of humanity who married two daughters of the one Nabi, same Nabi, one after the other, Zun Nurain radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. But that is how Shia Azam started. Abdullah bin Sabah came there to Madinah Munawwara and he played like a buzruk. Sometimes people behave like a buzruk, but in reality they bush groups. You see? Yeah, you understand, Abu Huraira? They make like the buzruk, but what they are? Bush groups, that's right. He mustn't sleep you. So your master, so he was like that. If you think I'm speaking from my side, I don't speak from my side. It's in your book, Rijalul Kashi, written by Allama Nawbakhti. In the Shia book is written, the founder of Shia Azam Kana Yahudiyan was a Jew. His name Abdullah bin Sabah. And he made his appearance there in Medina during the time of Sayyidina Uthman. Now he starts spreading the poison. Uthman is doing this, Uthman is doing this, Uthman. You see, create all the rumors, the waswasa. You was with Sufi Sudurin Nasana. So some people, they fell in this trap, you know, stood like that, backstabbing and all that. So then in the last time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh, they made muhasara. They then surrounded his house. He asked them, pay attention, he asked them, that who extended Masjid Nabawi the first 5-8 steps? He said, you Uthman with your own wealth. Subhanallah, I extended Masjid Nabawi, but today you don't want to allow me to go to the Masjid. When we came here to Medina to Rasul, there was possibly shortage of water. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will buy this well? A bir ruma. And then for him, falahul jannah. I said, I will buy it, ya Rasulullah. So the Master alayhi salam gave me motivation. I went to the Jutla and told him, how much you want? He said, so much. So I said, okay, let's say he said 100,000, you know, Jutla. So I paid him 50,000. I said, one day I will give the people and the second day you give. So the day it was Sayyidina Uthman, he gave it free of charge. So the second day nobody must go to the Jutla, why must we pay? Here we're getting Nani's Fatiha, you understand, free of charge? So the Jutla got fed up, he gave the whole thing. You see, said Uthman, great businessman. So then, see, subhanallah, I bought the beer at home, and today you don't want water to come here. His wife's name, radiallahu anha, when this enemy Shias and them came and Khawarij came and whatever you want to call them, so then she put her fingers like this to defend her husband. Naila radiallahu anha, they cut off her fingers. Naila radiallahu anha. He asked them that the battle of Tabuk, 90 of the Hijrah, the Master alayhi salam announced every male must go. Mustadrak Hakim Sahih Hadith, 30,000 Sahaba were ready. 30,000, what a logistical nightmare, who will sponsor? Said Abu Bakr came, Ya Abu Bakr, how much you brought? He said, I brought everything, Ya Rasulullah, radiallahu anhu. Umar Farooq came, Ya radiallahu, how much you brought? Ya Umar? He said, half. Ya Usman, what you got? Ya Rasulullah, 300 camels, witness center. Ya Rasulullah, I brought 1,000 gold coins, 1,000 gold coins. The Master alayhi salam was spinning it and said, وَيَتَهَلَّ الْوَجْهُهُ, and his face Mubarak, his chehra Anwar was glittering and shining more than the gold coins. I said, silver coin, the gold coin, the same thing for you to understand. And the Master alayhi salam said, مَا ذَرَّ عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. But Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Usman, you will be a shaheed. He said, I will not be the first person to cause bloodshed here in Madinah Munawwara. So let them do what they do. That night, Master alayhi salatu salam came in his dream. He said, Oh Uthman, tomorrow you will be fasting and iftar you will make with me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what happened. He was a Friday, he was fasting, and he got martyred while she was reading Quran Sharif. Oh Ummat, go to Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, and you will see the Quran Sharif there. And it's authenticated by UNESCO. I went there and I saw it myself. And the blood stains of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. The Quran will bear testimony for Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an. These are the khulafa. Then remember Sayyidina Ali, he realized there's mayhem, chaos here everywhere. Anyway, he migrated, they made him the Khalifa, but he said, I can't be the Khalifa here in Medina with all this. So he went away to Kufa and so forth. So Sayyidina Usman became martyred on the 18th of Zulhijjah in the year 35, 12 years rule, almost full. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. And then the war started. Lot of problems in his time. And then Abdul Rahman bin Muljim came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and then he martyred him in the year 40 after the Hijrah, 17th Ramadan. The last words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an on this physical earth, while the blood is gushing out, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. Ya Allah, I am successful. I take qasam of your Kaaba Mubarakah, Ya Rabbi. See. Then who becomes the Khalifa? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an. Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, Nikah Mubarak took place in the second year of the Hijrah during the month of Ramadan. Today, if somebody say Abu Huraira says, you know, get married in Ramadan, people will say, what a kanjus he is, he don't want to feed us. What are you going to say of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima? You must think properly, don't just make statements. So in the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. Today my whole Jummah talk was on this. The love for the Ahlul Bayt, how the Master alayhi salam would embrace them, kiss them and make dua for them. Allahumma inni yuhibbuhuma wa ahibbahuma wa ahibba me yuhibbuhuma. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Ya Allah, I love them. You also love them, Ya Allah. And love the person who loves them. For us is an integral iman. To love Almighty Allah, to love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love the Ahlul Bayt, and to love all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And then comes the Awliyaullah, and we follow the four schools of jurisprudence. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. One day Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advices. His beloved Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah, in Arabic you say Sibtu. So in the grandson of the Master alayhi salam is on a mimbar. Habibuna sallallahu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving advice to Sahaba. He looks at Sahaba, he looks at the grandson, looks at Sahaba, look. He gestures towards the grandson and say, Inna ibni hadha sayyidun. This grandson of mine is a leader. Allah yusliha bihi bayna fi'atayn min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. He ruled for 6 months. After the demise of his father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. After the 6 months, remember now how. When he finished his 6 months, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam said, Al-Khilafa Ba'di Salasuna Aman Salasuna Sanatan, it will be 30 years. Go count all, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, 6 months, full 30 years finished. He resigned. He left Iraq, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He went there to Damascus, Syria. He took the mantle of Khilafat, handed everything over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He said, I want unity on the Ummah. I don't want the split in the Ummah. When he came back, the people told him, Ya Muzil al-Muslimin, you are the Muzil, you are disgracing the Muslims. You are bringing Aar. He said, Aar means disgrace. He said, Al-Aar khayrun minan nar. Al-Aar khayrun minna. What you call disgrace is better for me. I don't want to go anywhere else. I will be the leader of the youth in Jannah. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyidah Shabab Yalim. You got now how everything happened. So understand this, my brothers, tomorrow we'll continue from there, that when Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu became the ruler in the year 41, 11th year to 41th year. So 30 years rule, that year 41 is called Amul Jama'ah, one Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen, and one ruler. And everybody put their hand in the hand of Amir Muawiyah. We want Sadaqat al-Siddiq, the truthfulness of Abu Bakr Siddiq. We want Adalat al-Umar, the justice of Umar radiallahu anhu. We want the Sakhawat al-Usman, the generosity of Sayyidina Usman. We want Shaja'at al-Ali in the Battle of Khaybar, open Muslim Sharif. When he had that sword and the Jutla came out, the best Jewish soldier, his name was Mirhab. And said they used to have a duel and then the battle would start. Sayyidina Ali came out and the Jutla came out. Sayyidina Ali used to say, Anna alladhi sammatni ummi Haydara. My mother called me Haydara. And that lion I will take you on. In 1-2 minutes he sent the Jutla straight to hell. And that's how they lost the battle in Khaybar. 94 Jutlas dispatched to hell. And 16 Sahaba became Shaheed. So understand. So we want Adalat, we want Sadaqat al-Siddiq, Adalat al-Umar, Sakhawat al-Usman, Shaja'at al-Ali, the bravery of Sayyidina Ali, and we want the Sulah of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. That is how this Ummah, and we want Siyasat al-Muawiyah, the politics of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow with this fascinating topic. How Islam survived through all these centuries, the vicissitudes, the turmoil, the plotting, planning by the enemies and so forth. So today it's still carrying on. May Allah Jalla Wala reward all the trustees, all the imams of this masjid here. This masjid got a name or it's just Ispingo Hill Masjid? No name, right. So Ispingo Hill Masjid, mashallah. So we thank all the trustees, all the imams, all the musallis. We thank our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asman and Yusuf Asman, and all our brothers, sisters who are helping us on this journey. So tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah, is Laylatul Ashura. So inshallah, we will be there in Stanger. And you also mustn't forget something. What you mustn't forget, Abu Huraira? What these big shots must do? What they must do for their wife and it? For the children, what they must do? What your father must do for you? That you remember. You see? So the husband's going to tell the wife, oh honey, take the money. See? Abu Huraira, he knows already. Oh honey, take the money. You see that? All of you, inshallah, spend a little bit. Don't be so conjuice. I leave you with this Afrikaans saying, Now you Devon guys don't know Afrikaans also, you know. So you must remember that we grew up there, you understand, the Boer in Africa. So they said, a goeie Jood, a good Jew is a dead Jew. And then they taught us, in school they would teach us this, that you are so seinach, that was a Jood. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. So tomorrow, don't be a Jew, become a proper Muslim. You understood? And inshallah, you spend nicely on your wife and in your house. No restaurant and all this thing in your house. You'll do inshallah. And you must fast daytime. Nighttime, you make the dua like this. You understood? Inshallah, come and make dua for everybody in the ummah at large. Make dua for Gaza, make dua for Sudan, make dua for Kashmir and everywhere else, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب وهازم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم عليك بهم يا قوي يا عزيز وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم اليهود الظالمين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله those brothers sisters who are ill يا الله you grant them شفاء كامل يا الله يا الله those who passed away with إيمان grant them جنة الفردوس يا الله grant the bereaved families يا الله صبر جميل يا الله tomorrow will be our turn to leave this world يا الله make that the best day in our life the day we come to meet you يا رب with the كلمة طيبة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله grant us the safarish the shafa'a the intercession of the master حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله we ask of you اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم يا الله we saw cities countries continents now we have shocked to see you يا رب العالمين يا الله guide our youth يا الله like أبو هريرة يا الله guide our women and mothers and sisters يا الله guide us يا الله make us the true ambassadors of Islam يا الله except all the radio stations يا الله who are promoting the flag and the belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين